Om Shanti, good morning. So quite a few people have asked me to continue with the stories and together with that a bit of spiritual dose every so often. So this is my attempt to fulfill that request. So every so often, I can't do it every day as I don't want to commit to something I can't keep up. But every so often, I thought to record a few thoughts and send them out, and let's hope that they help you out in your daily hum and drum of life. So today I'd like to start by talking about this whole concept of making spiritual effort and how important it is to do that. Because many times we wait for things to happen, or we think they will just happen just like that. And that's not really the case. If we are to become masters of ourselves, of our life, then we actually need to put in the effort, and especially effort on a daily basis. Now, the thing is, the word effort in English sounds like hard and laborious, but in Hindi, the word effort actually means purusharth, which actually means for the sake of the self. So whatever I'm doing in life, I'm actually doing it for the sake of the self. And if I can have this attitude all day that I'm doing whatever I'm doing for the sake of my soul, then of course I will put my all into it. But if I feel that I have to do it, in other words, I'm duty bound, then of course it's going to feel heavy and feel difficult and not going to be a joy, and then even the results will not be that pleasant, because it's just, you know, feeling like hard work. And maybe something to draw this home is a story. And the story is that there were a few travelers and they wanted to go from place A to place B, from one mountain peak to another mountain peak. And so then they asked somebody, how long will it take me to get to that mountain peak? And so the person replied, oh, well, you should be there by the morning. So these few people, they just continued sitting on their mountain peak all day, all night. And the morning came and one of them said, we haven't arrived yet. And of course, it's something funny to laugh at. But this is exactly the case, that we think we're going to get there without putting in the effort. So the missing link was, yeah, you'll get there by morning if you go at this speed, or if you leave at this time, or if you put in this much effort. And so the same too in life. We have an aim, we want to get somewhere, or we just want to be, even if it's to be peaceful, to be happy, to be full. And so for that, we need to plant those seeds. I can't expect something to grow when I have not tilled the soil, when I have not watered the soil, when I have not given it that care and attention, that nurturing. So it just brings home the fact that if I want anything in life, then all I need to do is put a little bit of attention to it, and it really does work. It really does manifest. So we shouldn't take this lightly, this aspect of, you know, I need to pay attention, do something, make it work, because everything you do does bring fruits, does bring results. And it's a question of actually making it your nature. And when we make it our nature, then it becomes a part of our way of being. Actually, again, in Hindi, when we say swabhav, it's my nature. And swabhav actually literally means sw, self, bhav, like intention. So my nature is really my intention. And if my intention is to make the effort and to have a good life, then of course, you know, the thought is there, the intention is there, so how can it not happen? Of course it will manifest. And so I think it's really important that we take a look at our life and ask ourselves a few questions. So how did I feel, or how much do I feel I progressed in the last 24 hours? Do I feel that every day there is some learning, there is some growth, there is some strengthening of the spirit, a deeper motivation, a stronger will, a more caring attitude, more joy in my life, more self-respect, self-confidence? Do I feel that there's this in my life every day? Because if I do not see myself moving forward and growing, then yeah, it's going to get quite depressive, or again, I'm not going to have the strength to do the things I want to do. There's not the inner drive, the passion, and life can tie us down a lot. So first question, yes, how much do I feel I've progressed in the last 24 hours? That's the first thing to look at. And next thing to look at is, are my habits serving me? The habits that I've created for myself, habits are actually also beliefs, certain beliefs, the way I think. For example, I can do it, or no, I'm not able to do that. That's a belief I've created, that I'm not able to do that. So is that belief working for me or not? And if it's not working for me, then I really need to let it go. And if it's working for me, that's fantastic. Let me continue to water that habit and give it some attention and make sure that I do that every day, do more of it every day. So in this process of us looking at the soul, yeah, sometimes we may feel that we are broken, but sometimes we will feel that we have broken open. So broken down or broken open, they're two, you know, opposites of the spectrum. So if I get disappointed by my habits and get shut down, then that's breaking down, and that's not good, that's not healthy. But if my habits help me to aspire to greater heights that allow me to get to my destination, then that's like the spirit opening up, breaking open, and, you know, I'm able to see something different from what I was seeing. I'm able to have a bigger, broader perspective to life. So let's look at our habits today and see, are the things that I'm doing really serving me or not? And if they're not serving me, then I need to let it go. I really do need to shed it. And it may be painful at first, and we may create a vacuum. We may not know what we want to do in place of that habit. It may be difficult to kick away, but if you just sit with it really and allow the ego to crumble, then you will see that you break through something, and there is an inner mastery created. There is really an inner strength, and that fear does not hold you down. So it's so important that we sit with our ego, we sit with our habits that are not working, and really see through them and really try to break them down. Again, not in an aggressive way, but with understanding, with self-respect, that this is really something that I need to do for myself. And these habits that, you know, feel like a ball and chain will liberate you, because now you are no longer a slave to the habit, and you feel a sense of freedom. So this is why I'm saying, in place of that habit, there has to be a new habit created for the mind to feel. It can totally shift. You know, the example is like you wouldn't move out of your old house if your new house was not ready. So we need to be creating newer habits and aspiring to those habits and feeling a sense of, yes, I want to, you know, move into that direction. And let me just add that these habits need to be divinized. So they're not just ordinary habits, but they need to have a certain element of spirituality in them. So, for example, we can say one can be sweet, but too much sweetness just attracts too many honeybees, and that's not spiritual sweetness. So spiritual sweetness is really where you're able to keep the balance between being sweet and being firm, and having that self-respect, so that the honeybees don't come to suck off you. So, yeah, these are a few of the thoughts today about looking at the self, making effort for the sake of the self, having that self-respect. How much progress did I make in the last 24 hours? Let me check every 24 hours. Did I feel a sense of growth? And then what is my habits? And are they working for me or not? And if they're not working for me, then I need to be transforming them into newer habits. So wishing you a great day. Om Shanti.